BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The White House has rejected accusations by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the United States was stalling military supplies over the way they're being used in Gaza. The US National Security spokesman John Kirby said Mr. Netanyahu was incorrect.
It was perplexing to say the least, certainly disappointing, especially given that no other country is doing more to help Israel defend itself against the threat by Hamas, and quite frankly, other threats that they're facing in the region than the United States. I mean, my goodness, this president put U.S. fighter aircraft up in the air in the middle of April to help shoot down several hundred drones and missiles, including ballistic missiles that were fired from Iran proper at Israel. There's no other country that's done more.
The Palestinian health authorities in the occupied West Bank say a 15-year-old boy has been shot dead by Israeli troops, searching for the perpetrators of a fatal carjacking in the city of Qalqilya. The Israeli army said soldiers had encountered a violent riot when they entered the city and had fired in a crowd that was hurling stones and glass bottles at them. The leader of the military government in Burkina Faso has appeared on state television in an attempt to quell rumours of a mutiny in the army. It followed reports of gunfire heard near the presidential palace last week. Chris Awoko reports.
Captain Ibrahim Traoré has kept low profile since the rumours of mutiny began. On Thursday, he brushed off the speculation but confirmed that some people were injured when a rocket shell landed near the state media center in the capital, Ouagadougou. He did not comment on a claim by an Al-Qaeda-linked group that it carried out the deadly attack on an army base near the border with Niger, but said the army has sent reinforcement troops. The military junta seized control of Burkina Faso 2 years ago, promising an end to the jihadist insurgency. But the security situation has continued to deteriorate.
The World Health Organization has issued a warning about the dangers of consuming fake versions of Ozempic. The drug was developed to help control diabetes, but has been increasingly used by those trying to lose weight. Simon Jones reports.
The active ingredient in Ozempic, semaglutide, helps patients with type 2 diabetes control the amount of sugar in their blood. But an increasing number of people have been using semaglutides to lose weight because they suppress appetite. That has led to a shortage of what's become known as the skinny jab, creating a ready market for counterfeiters. The World Health Organization has warned that fake versions of the product may contain other medications such as insulin, leading to what it calls an unpredictable range of health risks or complications.
World News from the BBC. Microsoft has regained its position as the world's most valuable company, taking back the title briefly held by the artificial intelligence company Nvidia. Nvidia's stock sank up to 8% during Thursday's trading, erasing more than $270 billion of the company's market value. Analysts say it's likely investors were consolidating their profits. President Biden has declared the wildfires in the U.S. state of New Mexico a major disaster. The extent of the damage is still being assessed, but it's thought that about 10,000 hectares of land and 1,400 structures have been burned, including hundreds of homes. Will Grant reports.
The decision by President Biden to declare a major disaster over the wildfires in New Mexico immediately frees up federal funding for local, tribal and state agencies trying to tackle the blazes. Specifically, they can access funds and support from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, including for fire mitigation measures around the state. It also allows home and business owners who have been affected to access grants and low-cost loans to cover the costs of temporary accommodation and repairs.
European football's governing body UEFA is investigating what it calls potential racist or discriminatory conduct by Croatian and Albanian fans at their men's European Championship match on Wednesday. Supporters of both sides are accused of singing abusive chants aimed at Serbs. Serbia had threatened to pull out of the tournament if UEFA didn't act. The actor Donald Sutherland, whose career spanned seven decades, has died. He was 88. Born in Canada, Donald Sutherland starred in some of the most groundbreaking and best-known films of the 1970s, including MASH and Don't Look Now. BBC News.